Transport unions must work together to organise a campaign and coordinate action. Mo, London Bus Driver Transport for London's TFL, financial settlement with the government is an attack on workers and could lead to further privatisation, risking jobs, safety, pay, terms and conditions. In 2015, George Osborne, then Tory Chancellor, announced £600 million annual cuts to TfL and nil funding from 2020. The Socialist Party at the time knew that this would mean further cuts. TfL implemented cuts to bus routes affecting vulnerable members of the public, workers were working longer hours and jobs were cut. Had a campaign to fight the cuts been organized at that time, London bus workers would have been in a stronger position to fight the cuts during this pandemic. But it is not too late. Transport unions must work together to organize a campaign and coordinate action. We need to fight for a publicly owned, fully integrated transport system with democratic workers' control and management. Action organized by tube and bus workers at the moment over safety can also support those workers and passengers who are being bullied to return to work. Buses and tubes are packed and anyone under the age of 18 is now being asked to pay. Over 60s are being asked not to travel, and disabled people may be restricted to traveling only at off-peak times. Johnson says people should drive to work instead of using public transport, but the congestion charge is being raised from £11.50 to £15, and extended to 10 p.m. during the week and to weekends. Prior to the pandemic, Unite was prepared to fight against fatigue, when workers overwhelmingly supported strike action across London, but the pandemic postponed it. Workers must not now be forced to work longer hours. There should be more buses and more bus workers. Bus capacity should be reduced by an agreed amount. The front doors must not be opened. After many bus drivers were killed by COVID-19, we managed to force TfL to seal the cabs of the majority of the front door operating only buses. That needs to extend to all buses in London, to stop the virus coming through, if the buses get packed. Unite have advised correctly that any driver in a position that is no longer safe should use Section 44 of the 1996 Employment Rights Act